whether it's the Kesey family, the Holloways, the McLean family, Ocasio, you know, I could do a whole commentary just with names and families of crime victims, whether their loved ones are missing, whether the loved ones have been killed and they're still waiting for justice, whether it's a Timms Law situation where the person who has committed the crime has been found not criminally responsible or criminally insane and don't get the punishment that they, most people would say that they deserve, whether it's a proponent of the death penalty or life imprisonment. The most important thing out of all these cases is to try and help those that aren't able to get the help right away that they need, whether it's the government listening, whether it's the media taking the story and running with it. I think the most important part about it is the people. The people are the government, okay? The government is there because the people put them there. And when you hear a story like Timms Law or whatever, you certainly have the right to go to your elected representative and say, is this story true? What are you going to do to try and help? What are you going to do to try and protect your loved ones, my loved ones, people riding on buses and trains, going to work, those that are abducted? What are we going to do? Being tough on crime, just talking about it is one thing, but if you're going to talk the talk, make sure you can walk the walk. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.